Passage 2. How many teeth have you had filled in the past 2 years? If you follow the advice of Dr. Fostick, you may be able to reduce the number of your visits to a dentist. Dr. Fostick conducted a 2-year survey to find out how to prevent or reduce dental decay. 946 students took part in an experiment. 523 students cleaned their teeth within 10 minutes of eating. When possible, they used a toothbrush. When this was impossible, they washed their mouth thoroughly with water. The remaining 423 students merely cleaned their teeth when they went to bed and when they got up in the morning. All the students had their teeth x-rayed at the end of the first and second years. At the end of the first year, the night and morning group had 3 times as many decayed teeth as the clean after each meal group. At the end of the second year, the latter group had 53% fewer decayed teeth than the former group. Dr. Fostick has cleaned his teeth after every meal for 13 years and has not had a single decayed tooth. He pointed out that sugar is a major agent in dental decay, particularly the sugar in sweets, cakes, and soft drinks. Ideally, you should keep a toothbrush in your pocket and use it immediately after you have finished eating. When this is impractical, you can at least make sure that you have a drink of water and let the water through your teeth to force out any particles of food. 7 out of 10 people lose at least half their teeth by the time they are 50. Many have a complete set of false teeth by that time. In any case, neither toothache nor a visit to a dentist is very pleasant. So it is worthwhile making an effort to keep your own teeth as long as possible. The main preventative agent is simply water.
Questions 29 to 31 are based on the passage you have just heard.
Question 29.
According to the passage, what type of food or drink is most likely to cause dental decay?
Question 30.
What does the passage tell us about the condition of Dr. Fosdick's teeth?
Question 31.
What does Dr. Fosdick suggest to prevent dental decay?